Are U.S. interest rates high enough to beat inflation? The government will release April's inflation report this Wednesday. Economists are forecasting it will show inflation has declined 0.1% from March to about 3.4%. Inflation has been inching up since January after declining sharply last year, raising concerns about stalled progress. Analysts say part of the issue may be that Americans are spending less than 10% of their after-tax income servicing debt. Millions of Americans refinanced when rates were low and therefore feel little impact from Fed rate hikes. Economist Gennady Goldberg with TD Securities says the average rate for a new 30-year mortgage is nearly 7.1%, but the average rate on all outstanding mortgages is just 3.8%, the highest gap since the 1980s. Neil Kashkari, president of the Federal Reserve's Minneapolis branch, says it may take longer for the Fed's rate hikes to be felt, so the most likely scenario is that rates stay put for an extended period of time. Jennifer King, Washington.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.